Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 103. I'm Christy, your host, and I am really moving through a lot of shit. Just being honest, I'm doing things that I for sure never would have done. For instance, like, I'm being very transparent, but I'm taking on more debt. I'm taking more risks. I'm moving forward and moving fluidly the way that I want to in my business. And I'm taking responsibility for my own crap. And it's scaring the fuck out of me, to be perfectly honest. But at the same time, it's also new territory for me. And I know that in order for me to grow, I'm going to have to conquer new territory, things that I'm not familiar with, things that scare me, things that, you know, are going to maybe put me over the edge a little bit, but I'm fucking doing it. Like, I only have this one life, and I really need to treat it like it is, like, there's nothing holding me back in my life from growing and being and doing what I want, except for myself. I happen to have a really loving, supportive partner. I had to go through it, though, in order to find him, in order to grow with him, in order to develop this relationship that we have, because nothing is easy. I mean, I had to make some wrong choices before I made some right choices. I had to beat myself up and judge myself before I realized that the past is the past and I don't need to dwell in it. I don't need to sit and marinate and live in it. I need to learn from it and I need to move forward. And what I realize now in the most profound way is that life is always moving. As I mentioned in the last episode, life is always moving the same way that the clouds move. When you look up into the sky, sometimes they're moving quickly and sometimes they're creeping so slowly that they look like they're sitting still. They're always moving, and that's how life is as well. It's always moving and evolving, and I think the fears that I had around money in the past were definitely holding me back from, you know, growing and blossoming into the next great version of myself. So I am moving with life. I am so moving with life. It's scaring the crap out of me, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it in, you know, a very clear, knowing, and responsible way. And I'm going to kick butt. I mean, I just have no other option. I've been running my company for the past 5.5 years, you know, with a lot of fear and uncertainty, also excitement, creativity, connection, and I just don't want to operate from a fearful place anymore. I can experience fear, but I feel like I was sitting in it for a really long time, and I'm ready to move out of that place. I'm ready to expand myself. I mean, I'll say it, you know, I'll be the first one to say that, like, I am not a fast learner. I'm a slow learner. It takes me time. It takes me repetitions of, you know, just suffering, like just going through stuff over and over again before I'm like, oh crap, I'm not doing this anymore, you know. And I just am at a point in my life right now with everything that I've learned that I'm just like, I'm kind of not interested in learning lessons the second, third, and fourth ways going through, like, you know, the painful just experiences. I just want to, like, face the fears, face the insecurities and doubt, and just, like, move ahead. I feel like I've experienced the fear in the past, gotten paralyzed by it. ignored it, and forgot about it. And that was kind of my pattern for a long time, and that's what's held me back from growing in my business for a long time. And I'm definitely ready to experience the new. I mean, I've said this before, and people don't realize that, like, when you strive for greatness, when you strive to be successful, it is a very rocky path. It's not smooth. It's painful. You get punched in the face and you have to get back up. And I kind of equate that in the way that, like, a boxer needs to equate winning. It's like you get punched in the face and you get back up, but how long is it going to take you to get back up? How much effort is it going to take, and how much are you going to focus on how difficult it is? Or are you just going to get back up and go back at it again? And that's been very instrumental for me. I'm in the process of that as we speak, of just, like, punched in the face, okay, get back up and move and flow with life. And, you know, nothing in this life is permanent. And what I realized is that, like, I don't know, being in credit card debt or the things that have scared me in the past, like being alone, not having a partner, not having a boyfriend or whatever it was in the past, like all of those things are not permanent, and you can move through anything. And the less you resist it, the less you feel bad about it, the less you feel guilt around it, the less you hold yourself back from taking action and moving through it and with it, the harder your life is. And then you kind of just have to reframe everything, like, I'm doing this to myself. And then you kind of look at yourself like, wow, I'm such a fucking idiot. Like, I really shouldn't be beating myself up this way, because why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to somebody that you love? And then you kind of have to look at yourself like, well, do I not love myself? And then you have to start the process of loving yourself. And it's all this, like, very twisty, it's like those highways that have the clover loops, and then they're, like, all twisty, twirvy, and up and downs, and you're going through everything. And that's the way your mind, body, and spirit work. They all kind of intertwine and work together, and one without the others isn't going to work. So you have to have them all in tune, in balance with each other, harmonizing with each other in order for you to be your best self. And then also in order to just grow through your process. I think instead of judging everything, I'm so good at judging myself. I'm so good at making myself feel bad. I'm working myself out of that, obviously, but it's a process. And in the past, I've been really good at making myself feel bad for extended amounts of time. And that looming feeling has slowed me down tremendously. When I'm, you know, feeling good is when I feel fluid, and when I can be, like, loving to myself and loving to other people. And that's when that behavior comes off in, like, a very energetic, fun, happy, youthful, funny way. And that's the person that I want to be. I want to be that person that can look somebody in the eye and tell them something that makes them feel understood, that makes them feel loved, that makes them feel connected to me. It's when I get all of these things working in motion together is when I'm really going to be kicking ass. I'm working on it, guys. I'm working on it so hard. I really want to be my best self. I really want to be strong. I really want to be a kick-ass business owner and mentor to people and example to myself. I think for sure what I've realized is that the person that I am becoming is the person that I've always wanted and needed in my life. And what I didn't realize is that I could make myself into that person. That's the beauty of the becoming, is that you can truly make yourself into the person that you want to be. You can truly make yourself into the person that you need for yourself, or that you've needed for yourself in the past. And it is so awesome for me to think about all of the things that I was looking for in other people when I should have really been looking for it within and building from within. Such a clear, strong, amazing message for me. I hope it resonated with you. I hope you guys are having a good week. Any new listeners, go to www.stylereform.fashion, and to make a purchase with 20% off, type in code POD. And I hope you guys are having a good week. I'll talk to you next week.